Tiny Township has officially approved its 2025 operating budget, featuring a 6.99% municipal tax hike. The increase drops to 4.54% when the school board and county portions are factored into the equation. For the municipal portion of the tax bill, the jump equates to $96.53 for the average residential assessment of $350,000. During this year's budget discussions, council made important decisions to keep property tax increases to a minimum, while making significant investments into our aging infrastructure, Mayor David Evans said in a release. Evans said that using the township's asset management plan as a guide, this year's budget responds to external pressures like contract increases and growth pressures, while also funding the great programs and services residents deserve. He goes on to say that the budget is a testament to our shared commitment to supporting the tiny community and ensuring our tax rates remain one of the lowest in Simcoe County. The township lists the gross budget as $41.3 million with $18.4 million in tax support, net budget, which includes the following investments: $1.47 million in infrastructure levy for capital improvements, which includes the recommendation from the township's 2024 asset management plan to increase the annual levy by 2.39% for spending on capital infrastructure to ensure Tiny is on track to close the township's infrastructure deficit within 20 years. $2.7 million investment into 13.6 kilometers of road paving and preservation projects. $850,000 in bridge rehabilitations, including Phase 2 of the Withall Dam project. $630,000 investment into park fleet, amenities, facilities and trails, including $30,000 for a dog park in Tonche, concession 14 and 15 beach access improvements and continued delineation of the waterfront property project. $1.99 million for water infrastructure improvements, including $1.32 million for Georgian Bay Estates, Salog Bay water main replacements and $450,000 for the installation of water meters in LaFontaine. Note that these improvements are funded by water ratepayers. $720,000 investment in fire-related equipment and reserves. $650,000 for financing costs for the township's administration center. Note: for the average MPAC assessed residential property of $350,000, this means a monthly tax bill increase of $1.42 in the municipal portion of the residential property tax bill. $200,000 set aside for the library reimbursement program to allow all households one free membership at any one of the Midland, Springwater, Penetanguishene, or Wasaga Beach libraries.